Dreamscape presents Miss Dimple Picks a Peck of Trouble by Minion F. Ballard. Narrated by Pam Ward. Chapter 1. Did you hear that? Dimple Kilpatrick added another couple of peaches to the basket on the ground and paused to listen. Hear what? Charlie Carr, her fellow teacher and former pupil, stood on a ladder almost concealed by the leaves of the tree. Only her jean-clad legs were visible. Dimple frowned. It sounded like someone screaming. She paused to dab her forehead with a purple plaid bandana. It was mid-July and the heat had been unrelenting. Do you think someone could be in trouble? I didn't hear a thing, Annie Gardner said. The younger teacher didn't want to say it, but in spite of her quiet demeanor, Miss Dimple Kilpatrick seemed to invite the opportunity to delve into a bit of detective work, usually at great risk of danger. Phoebe Chadwick, who owned the rooming house where several of the teachers lived, planned to put up a few jars of spiced peaches with the help of her cook, Odessa Kirby, and the women had pooled their valuable ration stamps to help supply the necessary sugar. If they had enough left over, Odessa had promised to make peach ice cream. It's probably Delia and Prentice acting silly, Charlie said, speaking of her sister and her friend, who were working that summer at the peach shed down the road. You know how those two are when they get together, and the shed's not that far away. Although Delia, at 20, was married and the mother of a small boy, she seemed to act more like a teen around Prentice, 2 years younger. But Charlie knew her sister worried constantly over her young husband overseas with the army, and she was glad to see her have fun. The war had forced them all to take life more seriously, but most had learned to relish any fragment of happiness that came along, however slight. I don't know, Miss Dimple admitted. Prentice hasn't seemed herself since Leola died so suddenly. One doesn't adjust to that kind of thing overnight. Leola Parker had helped to take care of Prentice since the child came to live with her Aunt Alberta when she was three, and the two had always been close. I'll bet you heard one of that Mackenzie brood, Annie said. Don't they live around here somewhere? I had Wilbur in my class last year and his sister the year before. I'll swear you can hear 'em in the next county. Dimple Kilpatrick moved quietly to the next tree. She hoped the others were right. For a long time afterward, Delia Varnador sickened at the rich, heady smell of peaches. But that morning, hurrying back to the peach shed where she worked, all she could think about was standing in the shade of that big old gnarled oak, gulping her Coke and letting the cold liquid rush sweetly down her throat. The two-lane asphalt road sizzled in the July sun, and Delia felt the heat clean through her sandals as she dashed across with a frosty bottle in each hand, a new grape soda for her friend Prentice and a Coke for herself. Steam rose from puddles left from a brief morning shower, and she avoided the worst of them as she made her way through the wiry grass, trampled with foot traffic and red with clay, on the other side of the road. The Hershey bar in her skirt pocket bumped against her hip as she ran, and Delia hoped it wouldn't melt before she could eat it. She paused to wipe the inevitable mud from her thin-soled sandals. They had already been resold twice since the war began, and due to a shortage of leather and almost everything else, they would have to last the rest of the summer. Her family, like most others, had made do by cutting cardboard to line the insides of their winter shoes, but that wouldn't work with sandals. Delia didn't mind, not really, not while Ned Varnador, her husband and the person she loved best in the world, well, except maybe for their adorable little Tommy, affectionately known as Pooh, was over there fighting along with her brother Fane and just about every boy she had graduated with from Elderberry High School. Had that been only 3 years ago? It seemed more like 1,000. She looked around for Prentice. Something was bothering her friend, gnawing at her like a chigger bite in a place she couldn't scratch, and Delia couldn't worm it out of her, no matter how hard she tried. Now Prentice had made it clear she was sick and tired of being asked. The new grape was a peace offering. The Hershey bar was for Delia, and she felt a little guilty for not sharing.